huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Stop moaning about Clubhouse. Right, I need to have a little bit of a rant here. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. So I'm seeing a lot of people on Facebook bitching and moaning and whining and whinging and complaining about Clubhouse. Oh, people are just on it all day. Well, I'd rather be on Clubhouse all day than be on Facebook all day bitching about people who are on Clubhouse all day. Come on. Oh, it's just like talk radio. Well, people love talk radio. It's the evolution of audio. It's the evolution of social media. Oh, people on there just pitching. People pitch everywhere. People pitch on webinars. People pitch on live videos. People pitch everywhere. People pitch. The world doesn't move unless anyone sells anything. Now, actually, in the rooms that we run, we have a UK mod squad and we run rooms every day and we don't pitch. Not that there would be anything wrong with pitching. We would be perfectly in our rights to pitch. We're investing time and giving value. But if you don't like the pitchy rooms, go into a different room. There's something like 6,000 rooms that you can get into in Clubhouse. So if you're in a room you don't like, go into a different room. By the way, I'm going to give you some benefits and upsides. It's honestly, sometimes. People are just going on about themselves. Well, if you go to a public speech, people will tell their story. People need to give context. And if you don't like people who go on about themselves, then go into a different room and don't go into their rooms. Now, some people talk more than others. That's natural. But often you need context. If you don't like someone talking about themselves, then bye, go to a different room. And sometimes people do talk over each other and, you know, they're all turning their mic on and blah, blah. But look, if you go into good rooms with good moderators, then all that stuff will get figured out. Now, I personally think Clubhouse is the exponential, viral social media platform of the present moment. Now, it makes no difference to me if you go on Clubhouse or not. No difference to me. You know, I would obviously like you as someone who follows my work and someone who watches my content and, you know, my supporters. You know, it's always my job to give you the latest, the best tactics and strategies in business, in marketing, and of course in social media. Because look, if you have a personal brand and you're leveraging social media, then you have, you know, multiple streams of leads. You have brand and endorsement and sponsorship opportunities, multiple streams of income, perhaps. Now, let's be honest about people bitching and moaning about Clubhouse on Facebook, moaning about people on Clubhouse all day when they're on Facebook all day, moaning about people on Clubhouse all day. Let's be honest about this. It's because they haven't figured it out. It's because they don't know what to do. That's what it is. Let's be honest about it. Or they make their living bitching about other people making their living, which seems a bit like what a parasite does to me. But I'm going to be honest with you, it's been a complete game changer for me and my personal brand. So I've been running my personal brand for probably 8 years, and I've slowly and steady built up, 38,000 followers on Instagram, 150,000 followers on Facebook. approaching, well, no, more than 10 million downloads and subscribers across 204 countries on podcast, and nearly 70,000 followers, subscribers on YouTube over many years, and hundreds of thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of email subscribers. And it has taken me 8 years to do that. And I have 126,000 followers on Clubhouse in 49 days. It's overtaken everything except my podcast and my Facebook page. It'll overtake my Facebook page in 7 days. And then it's just got to catch up my podcast. It's unbelievable. Someone has said in the comments, I'm on Android, so get an iPhone 7, couple of hundred quid. Most people now use two phones because actually it's hard to do your WhatsApp voice memos and listen to audiobooks and other things while you're on Clubhouse. You know, so you either find a solution or...
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher-end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
Problem. Some people have a problem for every solution. I see that a lot. So look, like I said, it doesn't matter to me, other than if you're a follower, a supporter, you watch my content, I want the best for you. So my results on Clubhouse, and I say this with humility because I'm only 49 days in, 126,000 followers, it's growing between 4,000 and 5,000 a day now. I've done 57,000 pounds in direct sales and probably another 90,000 in the pipeline for a product I didn't even have before Clubhouse, I created because of Clubhouse. I've had 5 paid speaker keynote gigs, which aren't included in that money I just said. I've been paid to go on many podcasts, which aren't including in that money I said. I've been invited to speak on a couple of big America stages, done various podcast collaborations. My podcast downloads were up 34% in the first month of Clubhouse. My Twitter's now up 13,000 followers in that time. It would have taken me 2 years, 3 years to grow 13,000 followers. I'm doing loads of story shout outs and collaborations now, which are making my Instagram grow hundreds a day. And on, and this is 49 days in. 49 days in.
Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now.
So, do you want to moan about it? Do you want to wait? Or do you want to get on it? It's up to you. So all I can say is that for your reach, it's unbelievable. For your following, it's unbelievable. To grow your other followings, especially Instagram and Twitter, is unbelievable. For your connections, it's unbelievable. For your joint ventures, it's unbelievable. For your extra income streams, it's unbelievable. For your brand reputation, it's unbelievable. So, and some people say, oh yeah, Rob, but it's all right for you. You were already an experienced business person before you went into Clubhouse. When I went into Clubhouse, no one knew me. No one knew me. Because I guess 95% of the users are American, or certainly were back then. No one knew me. So I did a few things, which I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest. I didn't at all. There was no courses on it, no manuals on it, which I would have invested in, were there, if someone knew what they were doing more than me. So I just got on it and started to figure it out. Started to ask questions and to, I DM'd a lot of people, even if I was a bit worried about how they might receive my DM, went into a lot of DMs, connected up with a lot of people, got myself on stages, got myself moderated, went and added value in a load of rooms, and then started running my own rooms. And I think there is kind of a model and a system. Now, someone has said it's all relative. I absolutely agree. Don't compare your following to anyone else. I know someone who's built 30,000 followers on Clubhouse, who doesn't have the experience I do in business. And she did it all organically, investing time. And she's overtaken all of her social media accounts, like smashed them all, bar one. And she'll overtake that in a few days, I'm sure. A lot of people have said in the comments here that, you know, they've learned a lot from Clubhouse. Is if you pick the right rooms, you will learn a lot. It's a land grab at the moment. So people have to give value, otherwise people aren't going to stay in their rooms. So it's a bit like getting free mentoring. But yes, you know, like I said, some people find a problem for every solution. Just pick your rooms well. We run UK Mod Squad rooms every day. My username is @RobMoore. If you just want to put your username in the video below, @RobMoore. Come follow me on Clubhouse. Come follow what I do and figure out what I do and then do it yourself. And we've helped a lot of people grow really good regular daily Clubhouse rooms, getting really good brand exposure, leads, etc. So there's so many upsides, and I'm 49 days in. What's it going to be when I'm 490 days in? What I don't want to happen is 490 days in, you're saying, oh, I miss Clubhouse. Should have gone in when you said it. So I've already done two deep dive content videos about Clubhouse, and I'm doing a third one in a few days' time. I'm only doing these to supporters because I think that this isn't information I necessarily want to publicize everywhere. And I want to do it for committed people. Now, to be a supporter of mine is, what, $3.49 a month? And actually, you get 7 days free and you can cancel any time. So you can even get these videos for free. But you've got an amazing community. There's nearly 3,000 of us across the two supporter programs. We do meetups out of lockdown. Janetta said it's like anything. You get out what you put in exactly. So if you go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R, let me do this now, put it in the comments. Bit, if you're listening to the audio, stop what you're doing and do this right now. bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. So for less than the cup of coffee that I bought this morning, you will get three deep dive live videos on how to get the most out of Clubhouse. And from a standing start with no followers, and not even necessarily yet a good bio, how you can move up the ladder, move up the value chain and get yourself modded in rooms and get yourself starting your own rooms and get yourself building your followership. And I know people who've got 1,000 followers on there in just a few days who don't have 1,000 followers on any of their other social media platforms. So what the Clubhouse effect seems to be that if you invest 20, 30 good days in Clubhouse, at the moment, it might change, then you'll probably overtake all your other social media followings combined. I mean, that is unheard of. Unheard of. Bonkers. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. And in 2 or 3 days' time, I'm going to do a deep dive live for an hour on the next level, the advanced tactics and strategies of growing on Clubhouse and getting paid keynote gigs and getting paid podcast gigs and doing big podcast collaborations. I just did one with someone who's got 1.4 million followers on Instagram. How to get, generate revenue from it. I never planned to generate revenue, never planned. And I created a product off the back of doing Clubhouse, especially for Clubhouse, for the demand and the interest that people had showed in me on Clubhouse. So I'll teach you how to do all that part. And then we've got two other videos, which are sort of like 45 minutes each or something like that, which will give you the startup and then the mid-level. So you'll have three pieces of content, 2.5 to 3 hours, plus Q&A live with me. So all the startup stuff you need to do to get on it and get started, the mid-level and then the more advanced stuff. And if it stays the same in terms of the exponential reach and growth, in 20, 30 or 60 days from now, you could have overtaken all your following. You could generate vast amounts of leads, do more for your personal brand in the last month than you have in the last 3 years. Because I have done more for my personal brand in the last month than I have in the last 3 years. Absolute fact. And I haven't even told you half the stuff I've done. You wait till I tell you the next two podcast guests that I've agreed. You wait. They are two of the most famous people on this planet. Well, one of the most famous people in the UK. One of the most famous people on the planet. So it's unbelievable. I'm surprising and shocking myself. And you know what? I see all these comments on Facebook and I just go, whatever, whatever. You just don't get it. You just don't get it, whatever. But I thought, you know what? It's time for someone to stand up and go, stop bitching about Clubhouse and figure it out. Honestly, I was a bit like, oh, TikTok, it's for dancers, it's for singers, it's for kids. And I missed the freaking craze. Instagram, oh, it's just for people pouting, you know, and photoshopping and women with no clothes on. And I missed the craze. So I've almost taken all the pain of missing the exponential growth of all those other social media platforms because I had an excuse and a resistance in my head, which was based on my own insecurities, not anyone else's. And I've put all that pain energy into Clubhouse. And that's why I'm spending a lot of time. Oh, if Rob's so successful, why is he spending all his days on Clubhouse? Because I'm so successful, because I've been able to retire from my companies. Oh, Rob says he's retired. Yeah, it's because I've retired, I'm able to do it. For God's sake. Anyway, rant over. Go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. And you'll be able to get access to all this content and an amazing community and 12 other benefits. And it won't even cost you a medium skinny cappuccino extra shot. So I'll see you there, bit.ly/RobSupporter. And from now on, if people bitch and moan about Clubhouse, ignore them. Be on Clubhouse instead of on Facebook bitching about Clubhouse. And you could like do amazing things for your personal life. I've got your back. Thanks for following my work. I'll see you on the other side. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.